Assalamu everybody, welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's conversation room. Welcome here to this mission that has the latest revelation of God, actually the last revelation, and it is a message to humanity that God truly exists and He will fulfill all the promises and revelation and prophecies that He has given to humanity. And He said there will be a last revelation, and the seventh angel, when he comes, it will unify all humanity and the religions together as one and reveal the plan of God. He indeed fulfilled this prophecy, and now it is on earth. Of course, whenever a prophet comes, a revealer comes to humanity, not only he reveals a part of God's plan to man, but also He is a warning to humanity that they have to listen to the scriptures, to God's words, and realize that He really will fulfill what He said He will. And it explains in our teaching clearly how He will fulfill His prophecies and His words and His plan. Therefore, we are all the messenger of God to take this to all humanity and let them know that He indeed sent other prophets before this. And whenever He sent a prophet, He always told them that if they not listen and do not understand God's plan, there will be upheaval, a evolutionary step in human consciousness, and they will go to a higher level, and those who lag behind cannot go to the next step in evolution. And of course, this room is originally created as a conversation room. We have given satsangs and have explained these teachings many times. And now, of course, it is in our website, it is here in the mission, and you all can come and study them. But if you have any question after reading these teachings and realizing what the essence of these teachings are, come and let us talk about them, let us understand them, let us discuss them, let us see what God was sending to humanity. In the last 2,000 years, there have been seven major revelations from God to man. And this revelation each reveals one part of a greater truth, and that greater truth is a path. It is not a dogma, it is not a belief, it is not an explanation, it is not something is an human opinion, but it is something you have to follow, and as you follow it and take a step in it, you will reap the benefits of the eternal divine path. That's why this mission doesn't have a dogma, and it opposes all the dogmas and purifies and cleans any understanding or opinion and ideas that creates a barrier between man and God. God is in you, is within you, is always closer to you than anything else in the universe. Actually, He is you. Therefore, why anybody wants to create a barrier, a statue, an idea, a messiah, a guru, a teacher or rabbi or mullah or father or son, whoever, between them and God. So this teaching purifies all the religions before it and clearly tells you this is the path to follow, and if you follow it step by step, you will go to God. You don't need any person between you and God. Of course, if you find someone who will take you to God, help you in the path, great. Listen, understand, accept progress, and go to God and be very respectful to that person, but at the same time, at the end, the goal is to go to God. The goal is not to get attached to any person or make the person God, although the Spirit of God is upon the prophets of God, or the revealer of God, because if the Spirit wasn't there, they could not say the truth and reveal the essence of God to humanity. Therefore, in that level, they and God are one, another level, they are just human. Therefore, we can see humanity is freed from the bondage of the religion, from the bondage of those who set themselves up as gods and divert your attention from going to God to themselves, to this external world, to Maya, and separate man and man by ego and bring distraction to them, and therefore do not let the whole humanity and the universe go toward the goal. The goal is to become divine, become God, become a part of God. That is the goal of life. Anything that is in the way in reaching this goal is not from God and should be ignored, should be exposed, should be ignored, and we have to set up a life with that goal to reach divinity. That divinity, God, of course, is everything. So everything is divine at the same time. The only thing is not divine is the illusion of separation from God or ego. And if we understand this simple truth, then we can see 99.9% of the human affairs are based on that delusion of being separated from God and based on ego. And if we can teach humanity to see which part of their actions and lives is based on ego and which part is based on divinity and the goal of life, we will solve 99.99% of human problems that we have on earth at this time. Because the ego gets hurt, the ego wants to possess, the ego wants to dominate, the ego wants to revenge. This is our ego's trends or threat. Just the thing that ego will do, and they sing to them so correctly because they do not follow the Spirit of God. They follow the rationalization. They follow their mind instead of a spirit. When God said, "Thou shall not do this or shall not do that, or thou shall be completely dedicated to me," well, actually, he doesn't need our dedication. The only reason he demands that is that our focus is going to be completely away from this Maya or external world, and therefore we accelerate our progress toward fulfillment of goal of the life, which is to become divine, to become one with God. But then he says that his words are absolute. He says it and he means it. And he means it when he says them. But of course he's compassionate. God says, "Thou shall absolutely be concentrated on me, but if you're not, it's alright. I understand your rationalizing mind is in the way of your spirit. And that is rationalization is so strong," and it of course relates to ego again. We do not absolutely accept the word of God. We trim them, we interpret them, we change them, we even write commentaries on them, and tell them, you know, tell the other people what the God meant according to our opinion and ideas, but really God meant what he said. That's exactly, it's very plain and simple. He means what he says, and he says what he means. And anybody can just read the Ten Commandments, for example, and he says, "Thou shall not." And then, of course, you can say the Ten Commandments is outdated, or we can change it, or whatever. So God is absolute, but compassionate. He understands the rationalization and rational mind of human. But those who want to follow the Spirit, they have to see their rational mind, how they use this rational mind not to absolutely accept God's words. So humanity has problems, have had problems all through the last 2,000 years. There's always been a war that is going to finish all wars. And of course that war is based on ego. Somebody gets hurt, later on they come back. Ego likes to retaliate. And therefore, you know, the wars and destruction goes on and on. So the simple truth, if humanity understands that God truly exists, the goal of life is to become divine. The way to divinity is eternal divine path. And eternal divine path has seven steps that include seven major religions on earth. And we have to accept this as the goal of life and follow it. Then we have a good grip of the reality and truth on earth, and by creating communities of light, teaching our children from the childhood about ego, rational mind, and how we do not want to follow what God has said he's going to do for the last 2,000 years, and he has fulfilled them. And now we are here, and humanity can clearly say, yes, God indeed, you know, is and exists, and his words are absolute, and he will do what he said to. This is a human thing that God created a history and sent prophets and revelations, and he already foretold that at the end time there is going to be destruction if humanity don't turn around, and still this destruction will not come, and they can cure it with their mind and understanding. Then you might understand that they have no choice. The only way to peace and unity and going away from the fear that is on earth is following God's ways. Then the peace will come. The peace will last for a long time. It is also explaining our teaching clearly that, you know, the social movements and how the system for humanity will work. You know, you cannot put God even out of the system. Anything you put his spirit out is not going to work. Your relationships, your friends, your marriage, your, you know, work, your relationship with your parents, with your teacher, with your children, it always have to be the Spirit of God present. Sometimes might not even children like that you push God on them, but you stay firm on that, and eventually they will see your way is better than the world, the way of the world. And they will eventually return to you and say, yes, that makes more sense, this is more peaceful, this is more truth. The world is full of ego, destruction, drugs, and inequity, and taking advantage of each other and all that. I don't want that. I want to be good, I want to be wholesome, I want to be in the family, I want to be feeling the love of the family and be with the people who are not taking advantage of me, but love me and I can love them back. So if your husband or wife doesn't listen to you and they're not godly, just stay firm on God. If they come back to you and become godly, then you will have a godly relationship. If they did not come, of course, you will still go to God. So we can see that is why God demands, I should be in your life absolutely. I'm number one. Why? Does he need us to be number one? Does he have a need for us to accept him as a number one? Or is it good for us? That's the question we have asked ourselves. What is it? Is it really needs our attention? Or if you're focusing your absolute focus on the small light on the end of the tunnel, you will escape the darkness, you will escape the tunnel. But if you start looking all over the walls in the darkness and going against the light, are you ever going to get out of that cave or that tunnel? And when the tunnel is a dead end, there is no other light to the other side. The more you go from that only light, you go deeper and deeper into darkness. So that is why he wants us to be focused absolutely on God and not waver at all. The more you look around and try to find out how the other parts of the cave look like, the more it will take for you to go out to the light. That is why he demands, and he is absolute in what he demands. Absolutely be focused on me. Absolutely be focused on God. It's because you get out of that darkness fastest. And that is the way out. Absolute focus on the light and the truth and what he has revealed to us through his scriptures and the word, and now he has revealed the whole truth, the whole message, the whole plan of God to humanity, and says, here it is, that's what I was doing. I was sending all this revelation one by one to humanity, and now I have put them all together for you. This is what I was doing for last 10,000 years, and that is what you're going to do for next 1,000 years. And if humanity wants peace and unity and create an earth full of light, the only way is the following of the eternal divine path. And I'm not going to be able to walk it for you. I'm not going to walk for you, but I am going to show you the way. Shirin question and topic. Alright, okay, yeah, that is very good. As Shirin says, we encourage everybody to go to our website, read our teaching, and see how all the religions are unified, how it is explained what God was doing for the last 12,000 years, and come here and ask the question related to their mission and how they unify all religions of the world. Now humanity have no excuse to say, we didn't hear it, we didn't know it. Anybody with an internet connection, which is really everybody, there is almost nobody on earth that, unless you live in a very remote areas in the mountain, and even those eventually will reach by sending teachers and those that will carry this revelation to all corners of the world and let them know that, yes, indeed, all the religion have come from God. At least most of humanity can easily access our website, access this room or our other rooms that we have, and we will use every opportunity and resources we have to advance this teaching and this revelation to every man and woman on earth, every child on earth. Therefore, every man and woman and child should at least heard this revelation once. And for you that have the access for in internet, this revelation has been explained many, many times, thousands of times actually, and there are tapes in the website that it takes you a couple of minutes to download and listen to explanation that has been done many, many times in the website, or read the website, what it is all about. And then realize indeed, as I said, if you have the slightest spirit of God in you, you have no choice but see that the seven seals are opened, the book with the seven seals is revealed, the prophecies are fulfilled, that all the signs also shows this is the end time. This is when it's the judgment day. This is when God prophesied in every religion that He will eventually choose His elect. He will bring His final revelation to man. And when this final revelation comes, a lot of events and energy will release in the universe and on earth. And in this time period, man indeed is sufficient to look at his own doing for many lifetimes and judge himself and be judged. So we are there, we are here, and if you have a slightest, you know, light of God, should see this clearly. And God is not cheating. God is not the God of the words that will not happen, as our teaching clearly says. He said many things and He has fulfilled them. He promised Abraham, He promised Abram, that his children, both Abraham, his child by Isaac, and Abram, his child by Ishmael, there will be a kingly, a spiritual personality come from them, and they did, Christ and Prophet Muhammad. He said there is going to be seven revelations, and there is. He said there is going to be an end time, and it's here. We are in it. We are at that time. And the way out is eternal divine path, negation of ego, absolutely understand the word of God, and being concentrated in this task of salvation. Any attachment that is in the way of this accomplishment should be completely, you know, put away. You know, as far as you are attached to anything, then you are not attached to God. You are lukewarm. As we said, God is absolute. He is not lukewarm. He is the being that He says, "Thou shall not." It's not a discussion. It is not something you said, okay, just like a, many times he said, just like a person who's a mechanic and build a car. And then he says, you shall not put water in the oil tank. But should you sit there and discuss and argue with him? No, it's, water is okay. I think water is going to work. Then he built the car. He knows it's not going to work. It's going to burn the car up if you put water in oil tank. You can discuss something with a mechanic that he already knows better than us how this creation works. And that's what God said. Thou shall not do this. And now we come here and say, no, I don't think he really meant that. You know, let's discuss it. Let's, you know, let's see what my opinion ideas are. And he says clearly, if you look for it, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. No. He's absolute. He means it, whatever he says. But he's compassionate. He has been with man for a long time, and he has done many things that he
that it didn't work. You know, even in the beautiful flood of Noah, he said, I had enough of man. You know, my spirit is not going to struggle with man anymore. It means that there is a struggle between human mind and God and spirit. That's exactly that the struggle every individual goes through. There is a call of a spirit and a call of flesh. There is a call of the light and a call of rationalized mind. And rationalized mind sounds so good to us. What do you mean, you know, I should put God before, you know, my rabbi or priest and mullah or this and that? What do you mean I should put God before my parents and family? What do you mean I put God before my wife or husband or children? His rationalized mind says, you can do that. Those things are more important in our lives than God itself. But God didn't say that. God said, no, I am number one. Absolutely. There is no discussion, there is no opinion, there is no idea. I am number one. I am the light. If you want to go to light, you have to focus on light. You cannot be focusing on everything else but light and say, well, still I want to go to the light. But of course, if you have your opinion, ideas, you're not listening to God absolutely, God says, okay, my little child, haven't got it yet. I will be compassionate toward him or her. I still will love him. I will stay here silently, meditatively, in absolute oneness with my spirit, and wait for him or her to eventually put the opinions and rationalized mind away and say, yeah, I had enough of this rational mind for so many lifetimes, and the world tells me and support my rationalized mind, but God says differently. Which one are we going to listen to? Then we listen to the Spirit of God. And that is when he became one, number one in our life. And then following the eternal divine path become easy. We meditate, there is no attachments, no desires, no rational mind, we go right to God. Our meditation is absolute oneness with light and beauty and bliss. Of course, if we have a rational mind, we start thinking this and thinking that and going here and there. That's why we recommend your meditation. When your rational mind came in and start thinking, bring it, you know, slowly to the truth or the light. Okay, seeker of the knowledge is asking, why was confusion allowed between religion? Okay, if you study our teachings, seeker, God didn't allow confusion between religion. Confusion starts when the balance between the forces and consciousness occurred, and a part of the universe went out of balance, and the first feeling of this imbalance was I know. See, the first manifestation of I was in the universe. Before that, it was just knownness, just beingness. There is no separation between any part of the universe and the other. But when that first sign of disturbance occurred in the universe, the feeling was, I know. And then that was the influence of the sattva guna or sentient force. The next feeling was based on the Raja Guna or energy as I do. and of course I know I do, the next world I have done. Memory was created. So the three parts of the mind was separated from the rest of the universe, and the ego as I was evolved. That's why we're just talking about this rational mind of I know better than God. I know, I do, I have done. The three parts of mind that separate us from God. And of course, that is darkness. That is separation from the rest of the universe and creation of I and ego. And that is when we read in the Bible, the Spirit of God moved open the water, and God said, let there be light. So there was darkness. In the deep, there was this separation of the part of the universe from the rest of it. And God decided He is going to help this darkness go back to the light, return to oneness with the body. That's why He sent His Spirit through this darkness, and this Spirit went through the eternal divine path. It meditated, absorbed, looked at the darkness, realized what is wrong with this darkness that has been created, and saw that it is the I, the separation of the ego from the rest of the universe. And of course, the next step was to bring those which will feel that they want to go back to the light together and create a group or community from them, sacrifice in it, become subservient and submissive to the light, and become a universal. That is the five steps of the eternal divine path He went through, and He became an elect or paravipra and reached the light. And that's when God said, and there was light, and God saw it and said it was good. So the confusion starts by a part of the universe being separated from the rest, and that is in the confusion. Confusion started in the universe before even creation was created. Now, God revealed the eternal divine path to humanity, and He told them, you know, by eternal divine path that they can return to God. And they did not listen until the last, in the 12,000 years ago, in the flood of Noah, God completely closed the third eye of man and gave them a completely fleshly body, and start sending the eternal divine path as different religions to humanity one by one. So we can see God didn't create confusion. He didn't allow that the confusion be between religion. He gave the whole eternal divine path to human in the beginning of the creation, but still they would not follow it. So, and since they had the power to be connected to the Spirit, they could manipulate the Spirit, and therefore create a lot of problem for the universe. And that's why God, in the flood of Noah, said, my Spirit is not going to struggle with man anymore. And by this decision, He made man very powerless. Indeed, man doesn't have any connection to a spiritual world at all. His third eye was closed. He was absolutely was disconnected from the Spirit. And now we are that man, which we are disconnected from the Spirit. Our religions are each a part of a greater truth. We do not understand all these things, but in the last 10,000 years, there were beings that continue meditating, awakening their spiritual forces. They wanted to know the truth, and they have been reincarnated again and again and again. Now when they see and hear these teachings, they say, yes, this makes sense. How can be there be one God and so many religions? How there can be one revealer and we have so many confusion between religion? Now the confusion is lifted. that clearly says in the scripture, God is a mystery. For this new human that has no connection to the spiritual world until the seventh angel comes. And when the seventh angel comes, it is done, it's finished, it's revealed to humanity, and now it is done. It is revealed the truth, there is no confusion. In the mission of my church, in our mission, there is no confusion between any religion. We understand Christianity, we understand Judaism, we understand Buddhism, we understand Hinduism, we understand Islam, and we know where they fall. We exactly know where they fall and how God sent them and why sent them and how they can be unified together. So confusion starts by creation of ego. From the very beginning, that imbalance was created in the universe. God didn't create confusion. God didn't allow there will be a confusion, but confusion is innate in ego and separation from God. I hope that answers your question. If there's other questions, somebody should send it to me, or you can always raise your hand and come to the mic and ask your questions if you have. And if you have a follow-up seeker on this question, you can go ahead, post or raise your hand, and we can go from there. I can say, Vinaya asking, I have a question. How did Maitreya come to know that he was Maitreya? Okay, there is a very long explanation. We have a gathering every year for a week called, okay, apparently he has left the room, but in essence, I've been informed that he left the room after he asked the question, but the essence of his question is, answer to the question is that we have a lecture on that question in the website. If you go there and go high in the literature, other literatures, how he became Maitreya, or to the frequently asked questions, you will receive your answer in that lecture, how I became Maitreya, or believe that what we do here. That was a good question. And about where the confusion come from, it's I have been informed again that Donaya dreaming is still in the room. Okay, yeah, he's still in the room. Okay, Donaya, sorry for the confusion. Alright, so there is a lecture in the website, and if you go there, I think if you go to the literature and then go to the other literatures, you will see there at that page, it's called How He Became Maitreya, and that is the URL. Just Anandama put it down for you, and just click on that and download the literature or read it on the website, and it explains how I was guided step by step to eventually realize that this revelation is the great revelation for humanity, and humanity needs it so much and so badly at this time. And every man and woman should hear it and understand it and follow it and become it. Actually, not only see it, but become it. They start following this teaching and absolutely start creating communities of life, and eventually bring peace and unity on earth. Nobody is going to succeed with wars and destruction and terrorism, and this is all, as you said, is based on ego. None of them is going to succeed, because God never said any one idea will succeed to bring the peace and unity, but it's real. There is a question with some Sarek. In the eternal divine path, do we see our loved ones again that have passed on, or will they be incarnated on earth before we go back to God? if we see them in the other world, they will have physical body, they will have a material body. As for we have a material body, it is not ultimate. Still, it is flesh, or it is material thing, it is not the ultimate or pure consciousness. Therefore, the only way we can be with them is into reincarnation, to come back to earth and be together. I know many people have had a near-death experience by going what they call it light and heaven, and they have seen their loved one there and they welcome them and all that. That is ethereal part of the universe. That is where their consciousnesses are waiting to be reincarnated and coming back to earth to progress even further. And the ethereal level is so beautiful and so fantastic, so that many people become trapped in that ethereal level, and some people even do an astral projection and they go to this ethereal level and meet these wonderful masters and learn a lot of wonderful words and all that. But what is ultimate has no taste, has no shape, has no name, has no material attributes. It is pure consciousness. And if we realize that that is ultimate, anything between that ultimate and oneness with God, or absorption to the unity with the spirit, is still illusion, is still not going to take us to where the goal of life is. Therefore, those things are still a trap that humanity have to recognize and realize and strive for the ultimate truth, which is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. It's going to be very difficult for a lot of people to give up these intermediate stages between the ultimate unity, because they are so beautiful. They are so appealing to our rational mind, because we are attached to these people. We love them. We don't want they become just something formless, invisible, nameless, eternal. So if we can go to the ether and see them and be with them, that is great for us as a rational mind. But if we realize that this is not still the ultimate, we can go even in a greater degree and farther in our spiritual progress. Sapi Sangha to go is asking, is that bad if they are trapped there? Well, it's just like you want to go to Memphis and you have a very important business meeting there, and you go to New Orleans and never make it to Memphis. Is that bad to be stuck in New Orleans? Well, you're never going to reach your goal. And the ethereal world is just another stage of reaching pure consciousness. So if you are striving for the ultimate, the prime directive toward reaching the ultimate is realizing it is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Anything has form, has shape, has taste, has material attribute, is in your way, is not ultimate. You are still trapped in the path to that absolute realization. And it's very hard for a human to see that and accept that as the goal of life, because it's so untangible, it's so beyond, human conception of physical body and being here It doesn't appeal to the ego in another sense. So the ultimate is nothing. Now, the Buddhists say it is nothing, that is not really Buddha taught. He taught the formless, invisible, nameless and eternal, but it is so hard for human to see this concept that they kept asking the questions, then what is this or this is that, or you know, because they wanted him to explain God, and God is not explainable, it's an experience. If you experience God, then you know him, you don't need any explanation, and that's it, you have experienced the ultimate. So he eventually came with the word Nirvana, and the translation of Nirvana, a lot of people say mean nothingness, but really it is not nothingness, it is absolute equilibrium between all the forces, or what it was before the creation was created. If you reach that point, then you're not going to come back and explain what it is. That's the dilemma, that's the catch 22. You want to know what it is, but the moment you experience it, then you're not going to come back and explain it. And even if you come back, you cannot explain something which is unexplainable, which is beyond mind. As far as we are thinking, we are using our mind, it's not God. When mind stopped and we went beyond the three levels of mind of I know, I do, and I have done to the ultimate spirit, then everything is clear, you know, but you cannot explain it. It is an experience, exactly. It is an experience that you have to go through, and when you experience it, of course, you know what exactly is. Even that experience is not recommended at this time in the mission. We are not here to forego the world and experience that ultimate experience. We explain it and we are hoping that you eventually experience it, but at this time we are trying to spread this message of the eternally one path, of unity of religion, of coming of humanity together and bringing them to realize God, and how he has been sending all these religions together and now they are unified, and how we have to create the communist of light and not to worry about our own salvation, but the salvation of the whole universe, because we cannot go in if the whole universe is not coming with us into the pure consciousness. It is impossible to reach salvation without the whole universe, at least most of it, and by the time of the end of this creation are ready to go in. So we're not going to go in to the end of the creation, and of course when the creation stops, it's going to be in a sleep and in deep freeze for billions of years, and it will awake, and eventually all will return to the equilibrium as it was before it. So we are explaining all these things, but we are not encouraging anybody try to reach pure consciousness without following the eternally one path. The eternally one path is the base of the creation of the kingdom of heaven on earth, and a march of all those who want to go to God together. We are not preaching individual salvation, we are preaching collective salvation based on the revelations of the scriptures. Therefore, we are not even worried about our salvation at this time. What we are worried about is to bring this message to every man and woman on earth and explain to them the ultimate God, which is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Teach them not to listen to the rational mind, but to their spirit, and understand though in the deepest level, and love one another as God loves them, and therefore break any bondage of religion, of attachments and desires, and therefore can free themselves from these rational mind and attachments, so they can go to God eventually together. So as Buddha also taught, Sangha and Dharma. Sangha means community. That is so important, to create a community based on Dharma, which means innate nature of each individual in it, so they can see where they fit in that community and create a community based on dharma or nature of each person. By doing that, we will have a wonderful place for people to meditate, to progress, and eventually realize God and come and say, yes, now I know how God is, who God is, what God is, and I can explain it to you, but I know that actually I do not exist, but God exists, and He is beyond all imagination and concept, and He is beyond mind. This is the concept. This is hard for human to understand. That's why they create religions. It makes it easier to have a couple of dogmas and believe that you are better than other people, because that appeals to ego. If I am better than other people, then I am superior. The very feeling of superiority is based on ego. Ego feels superior. Ego feels, you know, controlling. Ego feels, you know, wants to be better than someone else. But spirit is the same. Doesn't matter where on the universe they are, they have come from God, they're from the same essence, you know. There's no superiority or inferiority, it just is God. God is everything. So by this understanding and expansion of the mind, more and more we can see every part of the universe a part of God, and therefore we will not harm something which is a part of us. Would you cut your hand if you know it's a part of your body? You would not. Therefore, man have to realize by harming others or by creating wars and destruction, they are harming themselves. If there was, has never been a war that at the end people enjoyed it and say that was a good thing to do, you know, at least those who died or got maimed or lost their body parts, you know, it wasn't good for them anyway. So we can see, by understanding this teaching, we overcome the ego and bring this understanding to humanity that God is everything. God is everywhere. We are all a part of Him. We are brothers and sisters. And this is what we have to teach at this time to humanity and emphasize for them, so they can bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. And when the kingdom comes, of course, you know, we will have peace. We will not have this fear that the destruction is going to come to us. The others going to harm us, so we better harm them before they harm us. And it's never reached a point that is going to solve any problem. So we are the salvation of man, the salvation of humanity, to come together and realize this wonderful truth, and eventually come together and say, okay, let's get together and create communities of light. That's why the sooner you all get together and start creating communities of light, the sooner humanity will see, yes, there is an alternative to these destructive tendencies on earth and egos that are engaged in this battle of ego trip, really. And therefore, we're not even thinking about the salvation at this time. You know, we can explain God, what it is, but even we're not trying to get there right now. We're trying to understand that God's been sending this revelation to humanity. Each of them have a message for man. The first message is awakening of the spiritual forces, and that is the mystical path, just like Hinduism, Buddhism, you know, Kabbalah, Sufis in Islam, saints in Christianity, and many other teaching that teaches know thyself to know God. You and God are one already. There is no separation. Your essence is really God. If you separate yourself from God, that is the delusion that we have. That is Maya. That we think we are separate from God. God is up there somewhere sitting, an old man with a long beard, and is always angry and sends thunder to the universe. It's not. He's right where you are with you always. He never leaves you. He's always with you. No, he's closer to you, as Prophet Muhammad says, is closer to you than your veins. It is you. Therefore, by understanding this, you know that God never leaves you. He's always with you. The only thing is you to realize you do not exist. God exists in you truly, and that is the beginning of your journey. Even that, after you realize that, it is not the end. The next is to create a community of life based on the eternal divine path and the word of God and His laws. And this community, of course, is the community will be based on the base of our system. The system will evolve from these communities, from these people that they strive for salvation and unity. And this is the word of God. This is the revelation that's been sent to man. And of course, the word of God will come through one way or the other. And when this community of light is created, no one can create a community, an environment, without sacrifice. That's why Christ came and put that example for humanity. In order to create these communities, sacrifice is necessary. What religion brought the community of life? The Old Testament. If you study the whole Old Testament, the only thing it talks about, God is trying to find a people, a tribe, a community, a 12 tribe of Israel. Israel means the children of light. And the children of light, of course, is not a race or a people. Whoever follows the eternal divine path is a child of light. The children of light will create this community. This community will be based on the kingdom of heaven on earth. And they know they have to give into community. They have a community who reach less and let out more, just like a water in a tank that lets more water out and less water in, so it's going to get empty and not going to be created. So every individual in the community have to put the community first in their life, and then of course we see that communities will evolve to the greater degree. And Christ put that example for humanity, that when you live in a community, love your brothers as I love you, and sacrifice, and be like me. He's just an example of that for humanity. Of course, the next step is realizing the will of God for us. What is the will of God for me? What's the will of God for the humanity? What's the will of God for the universe? The will of God for the universe is to return it to pure consciousness, to Godhead, back to unity with God. That's the goal of the universe. The goal of the earth is to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, so we accelerate the progress of everybody to the highest possible. The goal of the community is to become a community of light. Everybody follow eternal divine path. What is my part? What is the will of God for me in this community? Where I fall in this community that I can help and make it in a greater community of light? And when you find that, you surrender and submit to it. That is the highest spiritual realization, when we surrender and submit ourselves to God. Because then God comes through. And then, of course, when we do that, we become one with God, and that is the message of Islam. Islam means surrendering and submitting to God. Still to these four parts, to this point, we are still having our ego and separation from the rest of the universe or other groups or other people. The next step is the universalism. And that universalism, of course, means to realize God is everything. There is no separation between any part of the universe from the any part. It's that we expand our mind from any narrowness of the mind. It is five steps: awakening of the spirit forces, creation of the communities of light, sacrificed, rendered and submitted to God, and become universalist, you become an elect. You become a son of God. Not son of God. You become an elect. You can become a part of Vikram. A person who becomes dynamic, the spiritual force on this universe, and they eventually will bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. So we can see these are the words of God. We can see it matches exactly the revelation of each prophet. And some people have come and say, no, all the religions are the same. It's the same, say the same thing. We don't say that. We say each religion have a specific message. Each of them have a message for humanity. And they become one and united, then you put them together. When you put them together, you see the whole picture. If you have not read our teaching or understand it and see the truth and light in it, and you holding on your dogmas and your religion, you have not seen the whole vision. You have not seen the whole plan of God. You are still following your religion, a part of a greater truth. And that greater truth is the eternal demon path, it's though, it's our revelation. And the only way to see the whole picture is to understand though, this revelation. If you do not understand this revelation, if you resist it, if you are still not seeing the vision completely or becoming it, you still will fall into dogma and your understanding and your rational mind. This is the message humanity have to understand, have to realize, have to see clearly. See the vision, absolutely, and understand it, and eventually become it. Not only it explains all religions of the world, it also explains why even in social movements and our society, every movement have a period of usefulness. It has never been explained like this in anywhere on earth. And if you read the last three books in the first 12 books, the kingdom, not the last three books, but the three books called kingdoms, it explains how the social movements are cyclical, and how if humanity realizes this cycles of the social movement, they can smooth them out and bring even a greater degree of peace in our social transformation from one period to other. So you have to expand your consciousness absolutely and be prepared for a new revelation, a new way of seeing things clearly, before you can understand this teaching and this revelation and how it can be implemented and how it is so practical. It makes so much sense. It is the truth of God, and God said it's going to come at the end time, and it has. Therefore we are blessed that we have reached this revelation, that we are the people, the first people that have heard it. Now we know it, and if you go to the website, it's all there. It's all provided for you, freely received, freely given. You can go and read them, understand them, follow them, and eventually say, yes, I want to create the communities of light. I want to follow eternal divine path and become one with God. And one of the first things humanity has to recognize that God truly exists. That is one of the things really human has to recognize deeply. To know God exists, and all other efforts the human do is not going to give any fruit unless it's based on this revelation or based on this truth. They want a peace. This is going to bring peace. They want a world that they progress in a greater degree. It will help them. no other approach or work or war or destruction or revengeful actions will bring peace but the Word of God. He has said things in the past that He will do, and He has done them, and He said His kingdom will come, so it will. That is our salvation, that is our goal, that is what we have to focus on, and we know that it will happen. And if we do that, then we have no fear of anything on this earth, no matter what happens externally, internally, and spiritually. We know we are in the right path, we are in the right place. We are following the Word of God that says His kingdom come, and we are going to be a part of it. If anybody finds anything more truth than this, and this is not going to be the winner, but there is another idea which is the winner, and is based on the Word of God, I'm the first person who's going to follow that. I want to be in the winner cycle, and God is the winner for sure. Because He said only those who will be in His camp will eventually succeed. And this is not my word, it's the Word of God. And this mission is not just a little movement as a cult or anything. You know, I'll take you to God. I don't want you to be attached to me. The Spirit of God have come through me to you. But my call is to you to follow eternal divine path, to create the communities of life. Go to God. Okay? I'm here to help you. I'm here to be with you. I'm here to guide you if I can, as much as we could. But at the end, we should become brothers and sisters in God, and workers together to spread this message to every corner of earth, and help man to, you know, overcome all these baggages and heavy things that they put in themselves and stop being free. If we bring God in our level of our life, in our marriage, in our community on earth, in our government, in our every aspect of life, we will create an environment that we don't have to struggle with each other. If I am one with God and you are one with God, we are one. So simple. If I concentrate on you and you concentrate on me, we're never going to become one. Absolutely not. And we will have problems, as you can see, problems between friends, between couples, between, you know, children, because they want something from each other that you don't have. None of them have. They want the love of God, but God has them. If I got it from God and you get it from God, then we both have them and we can give it to each other. But if I have a big ego and I want to take it from you all the time, then I become a black hole. I'm just taking the energy of God or good energy of you from you, and I'm not going to give anything back. That is, of course, is not a good relationship. That is why you have to go to God, and everybody else has to go to God, and then we can give it to each other. Actually, we don't need anything anymore. We're absolutely filled up. We're filled up with the Spirit. I really don't need you, but I love you, because you are a part of God. Because I see the essence of God in you, and that is what I love. That essence of God. I don't love your ego. I don't love your problems. But I love you because you are the essence of God. you can solve all the problems in all level of human existence with the communities of light, with the understanding of the spirit, with the focus on light, getting rid of the ego and rationalizing mind without attachments, dogmas and desires, and eventually free ourselves as great channels for pure light to humanity. And the more we spread that light, the more light we will have, and in a greater degree we will feel one with our essence. And the path is the eternal divine path, which unifies all religions of the world. We do not separate Christians from Jews, from Hindus, from Buddhists, from Muslims, from Baha'is. They're all our brothers and sisters. They all have great religions and revelation from God. They are all prophesied to come as great religions of the world. Therefore, we don't have any hate toward any of them. We look at each of them as the essence of God. The more godly they are, the more one we are with each other. The only thing we hate in this universe is ego. That's the only thing we hate. We don't even hate the individual, we hate their ego. We don't put them down because they're bad. They're not bad, their essence is God. How can God be bad? God is always good. That's what they call him, God. There's only one G less than good. It's God. God is good. Actually, God is. You can put anything in front of God, it's become it. The only thing God is not is ego. God is not ego. God doesn't have the illusion of separation from the universe. God does not have that quality. That's the only thing God is not. So if we want to become God, we should not be ego, have ego, or be egoistic, but be free from that illusion of separation from God and become one with the light, which reveals to us the truth. We know the truth. Indeed, all of us know the truth. But our rational mind tells us not to listen to the spirit of the truth. Deep inside us, we know the truth. All of us know the truth very clearly. We know what is the right thing to do. But we don't do them because our rational mind says, oh no, maybe I should follow my understanding and God's understanding. Adam and Eve knew the truth. God told them, don't eat of this tree. Now, of course, it wasn't a tree, it's a symbolic meaning of it. Don't fall to lower nature. They knew they shouldn't do it. But it looks good, it might make you wise and become one of God's. The rational mind comes in and says, oh, do it, it's okay. Maybe it's not that bad. But God didn't say, let's discuss it and sit down and talk about it if it's a good thing to eat or not. He said, don't do it. But still they said, no, maybe it's okay to do it, and they did it. So we have to see where we rationalize in our life, where we put the word of God out and we bring our understanding in. If we do that, then more and more ego is going to go, the more the spirit and God will come to us. So of course the fastest way to do this is meditation, creation of the communities of light, the ability to sacrifice in the community, become surrendered and submissive to the will of God, and become a universalist. You might struggle to in meditation to know thyself, but when you're in a community, other people are going to tell you clearly where you can improve yourself. If you realize that community has such a power, so your meditation and your progress is going to be many thousand times fold we're going to accelerate. So not only there are so much truth is revealed in this mission, it also explains the plan of God. What else humanity needs? If every human should be here and hear and understand this simple truth and see how God has done it. This mission and this message should be spread like wildfire for humanity. But of course, Maya and ego and separation even have become greater at this time. Even that is being prophesied. When this revelation comes, actually, the dark forces become even stronger, more powerful. Human ego become even greater degree. And actually, the scriptures clearly, if it wasn't because of God, they would have destroyed themselves. And this revelation is the way out, the way to stop these destructive tendencies, negating the ego, realizing the spirit, bringing peace and healing the earth. This is the healing power to heal the earth and humanity from the dilemma, from the ego, from the separation, from these destructive tendencies for the last 12,000 years. The history is clearly a lesson for man that it cannot do it by itself. They have been here for the last 12,000 years without the Spirit of God. The third eye was closed and left alone. Have they succeeded to bring unity, to bring peace on earth? There have been more than 4,000 wars just for the last 5,000-6,000 years in human history. And still we are at it. We are still in war, discussion. Why? Because we are disconnected from God, because we are disconnected from the Spirit. And God says, look, I can leave you alone like this forever, and you can go ahead and kill each other and be an ego trip, or follow eternal divine path. You have the choice. Somebody was saying, no, we have all the choice to do whatever we want. You know, that's the teaching of New Age, that we can do whatever we want. But God didn't say that. The only choice you have is to choose God or not to choose God. That's only free will for humanity. Of course, if you don't choose God, you can do whatever you want. That whatever you want is going to lead you to destruction. If you choose God, then you cannot do whatever you want. You have to follow His will, and that leads to light. That's what Christ said. The door is wide, the path is wide. It leads to destruction. If you choose God, of course, then you have to understand His words are absolute, and you absolutely have to follow His ways and so again understand this truth and expand your mind from religiosity and dogmas and see the word of God in the scriptures that clearly says there is going to be 7 revelations. And after the 7 revelation comes, the truth will be revealed to humanity. If we can hang into our own understanding and culture or religion, but that's not going to help us. For example, here Mirella is saying, who is our Savior? Jesus is my Savior. There is only one Savior, Mirella, and that's Christ, who is the anointed one from God, and he has been prophesied to come and bring revelation and religions. Now they became religion, those revelations became religion later, but really during just the revelation to humanity. There have been seven revelations with Allah, and Christ's revelation is the third one. He came as the Savior many, many times. He even said, I shall return, and he has returned many times. Therefore, you have to go to our website, Mirallah, Mirelia, Mirela, to study our teaching, realize God has been sending more than Christianity. He has been sending the truth in seven revelations from God, and Christianity is a part of this revelation. You are correct. If you by Jesus you mean the Savior, the Son of God, the first begotten Son, yes indeed, he is the only Savior. No one else can save us but Christ. But you also have to realize that Abraham was Christ, Moses was Christ, Isa was Christ, Muhammad was Christ, Bob was Christ, Baba was Christ, and he saved humanity step by step to this revelation, which also have come through God's prophet spirit to humanity, and is from Christ. Indeed, if you don't understand this revelation, you don't understand the concept of the Son of God clearly. Of course, Christ in the incarnation of Isa released the grace back to humanity, the grace that has been taken away from man at the time of Adam and Eve was released back to humanity. Therefore, he is so celebrated because he brought the grace back to man. And for that, whoever believes that indeed Esau came as Christ will receive the grace to humanity, and those who deny that Esau was the Christ will not receive the grace. Of course, you also have to understand that his name never was Jesus. There is no J in Hebrew. And if you really want to know your religion correctly, you have to understand this revelation. And therefore, his earthly name was Esau, and you want to correct your religion and understanding from what you have been taught to what is the truth. He died for every man and woman and child on the earth, and the only requirement to receive the grace of Christ is to realize that his name is Isa, his earthly name, his given name or his spiritual name cannot be pronounced. Some people say it's Yeshua, but really Yeshua is not. His spiritual name is the corrupt name of God and his son, and his name and God's name in a spirit cannot be pronounced. Therefore, no matter what you call him, the moment you utter him, it's not him. And you are saved by his name. That's what he meant. You are saved by his name, by his spiritual name. It cannot be pronounced. That was given to his disciples. That's why the disciples healed people with. If they were healing in the name of the Son and Father and Son and the Holy Ghost, or in the name of Christ, what that man in that village was paying the disciples to give them the word that they used to heal. If they were saying utter it outside and saying, oh, we are healing in the north, Jesus, or whatever, in the name of Father and Son, why he would give them money? He would say, Jesus, he would know that is the name that they would use to heal too. It was a name, it could not be pronounced. And that is what the disciple used to heal people. And if you know that word, if you dedicate it to the eternal divine path and you receive the whole name, then your salvation is guaranteed. Even then, you have to use the word correctly to become more godly so you can hear the word. Even after the civil to you, you're not godly, you're not going to be able to hear it. So, you see, I know more about your religion, Marilla, than you ever knew. So if you want to know as much as I do, go to our website, understand your religion. Don't listen to the preachers or stay in your cultural bias or religious bias that you might have accumulated in this lifetime. We all have, and we all have to get rid of them. Therefore, you are saved by his name, and you have to know his name, and his name was in Jesus. Very well, it is 11:30 again. Our time is up. I leave you all to God. Again, go, preach, give this message to humanity. It is their salvation, and it reveals all the truth that humanity has to know. That there is nothing which is not covered in this mission and in this revelation. That is the most perfect revelation has come to God, to humanity, from God. Our teaching is based on the Bible, and the Bible is the base of all religions on earth. I leave you all to God. Hopefully, see you next week. Salam, everybody.